All scripture is breathed out by God. All scripture is useful. All scripture is true. But all scripture is not equal. If God's word is indeed a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, then some of those words shine brighter than others. Some of those words provide greater clarity and comfort than others. It is hard to imagine doing without certain sections of Scripture. For example, what would Christmas be without angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest"? What would Easter be like without the angel declaring, "He is risen"? And what would this night be like? How would Good Friday be different without our Lord's great final words from the cross, "It is finished"? Heaven and hell hang in the balance based upon that little phrase from the parched lips of our Lord: "It is finished." Without those famous last words, we might be left to wonder, is our sin completely paid for? Is salvation fully won? Or is there something more that we need to do to seal the deal? But with those words, we know for sure. With those words, "It is finished," we have comfort and certainty of our salvation. With those words, we have comfort and certainty of our salvation. We have confidence before God. It is finished. All that would condemn us before God our Father has been answered for by the bloody death of our brother Jesus. As Isaiah said to us tonight, "With his wounds we are healed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." But the brothers of Joseph had no such clarity or comfort concerning the forgiveness of their sins. These jealous brothers had conspired to murder the brother they hated. Instead, they decided it was better to make a buck by selling Joseph into slavery, better than just to shed his blood. These sly siblings had gone so far as to tell their dear old dad that his favorite son was dead, shredded and slain by a vicious animal. Tell me, with brothers like this, who needs enemies? As we have followed Joseph's journey during these 40 days of Lent in the midweek services, we have heard how Joseph's life was led by the Lord. Then we heard what should have been the happy ending, how Joseph saved his entire family from famine and forgave the sins of his brothers. That should have been the happy ending, even for those sinful brothers. Forgiven. That's it. The end. But today, we heard in Genesis chapter 50 that Joseph's brothers have all along been doubting that forgiveness. They assumed that Joseph's forgiveness had an expiration date. It sounded too good to be true. So all these years later, when their father Jacob died, the brothers figured all bets were off. 17 years had passed since Joseph revealed himself to his brothers and brought his whole family to live in Egypt to escape the severe famine. With their father's death, the brothers figured that now Joseph could dish out revenge and retribution without hurting their father in the process. They said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." Now the way was paved for Joseph to punish his brothers for their sins. Now they would get what they knew they deserved. It's hard not to feel some sympathy for Joseph's brothers at this point. In fact, if we are honest, we can surely identify with them. We share their guilt. We share their shame. We share their sin. Our jealousy and hatred of others is not so different from theirs. Perhaps we are just better at hiding those things, you know? We all have enemies we would gladly get rid of, especially if we could make a buck in the process. We all know the pain of a prickly conscience, a conscience that relentlessly reminds us of our sin and makes us our hearts heavy with fear and guilt and shame, even after we have been told we are forgiven. Joseph's troubled brothers decided to take action. They come up with a message from beyond the grave, a dying wish from their deceased father that Joseph would forgive his brothers all their sin and evil. And for good measure, Joseph's brothers all fell down on their knees and declared this: "Behold, we are your servants." With those words, we can see where they went wrong in their quest for forgiveness. With those words, "we are your servants," the brothers were trying to bargain, hoping to cut a deal, aiming to engineer a great escape from the punishment they deserved. And we do it all the time, don't we? We vow to make things right and work our way back into the good graces of those we have sinned against. We promise to do better next time and to pay off our debt. Like the prodigal son, who on his way home planned to ask his father to take him back as a hired servant. So we think we can clean up our own mess and earn our forgiveness. But Joseph would have none of it. Learn from Joseph to recognize and rejoice in the sacred source of all forgiveness. He asks, "Am I in the place of God? Am I in the place of God?" Joseph's full and free forgiveness of his brothers was of the divine origin. If it is God's desire and delight to forgive sins, then who was Joseph to withhold forgiveness? By faith, Joseph saw what his guilty brothers could not see. He said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." What Joseph's brothers intended for evil, God used for good, that many lives should be saved. Can you believe this? Can you comprehend the wonder of Joseph's words? Do you dare to believe the golden good news by which Joseph absolves his brothers. Can it be that all the evil that gets thrown against us, from friend and foe alike, that God will take it up into his own hands and somehow redirect it for good? Can you see what Joseph saw? That behind the despicable sins his brothers committed against him, God himself was at work for good. Can you see? Can you believe this? That good news is never so plainly depicted and declared as it is on this holy day we call Good Friday. On this day, the good that God intended transcended the evil of man. Look to the crucifixion cross of our Lord, and you will see it plainly. You will begin to understand and believe this glorious good news. Man intended the cross for evil. They wanted to kill the Son of God, get rid of him for good, silence him, destroy him. So they lied. They gave false testimony. They perverted justice to engineer the execution of the Son of God. It was evil compounded on evil. Bloody, blasphemous evil. And God used it for good. For our good, for your good, to save you in a world full of sinners, and to open the kingdom of heaven to you and to all believers. It is finished. Every sin ever committed against you is atoned for in the death of Jesus. Every sin you have ever committed against another person is atoned for in the death of Jesus. It is finished. In Christ, God was working all things for your eternal good. Sin and evil do not get the last word where you are concerned. Jesus does. And our Lord's last word is the best of news. It is finished. So believe it and receive it. Don't let a guilty conscience deceive you into doubting God's full and free forgiveness. Who are we to deny the forgiveness our Lord won for us on the cross? Are we in the place of God? No. But God in Christ has taken our place, borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. It is finished. In Joseph's last interaction with his forgiven brothers, there is a moving and tender scene. Joseph, probably with his eyes still wet with tears, gives his beloved brothers the comfort and clarity they craved. He said, "So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Joseph demonstrated in both words and actions his ongoing love and affection for his family. Joseph wanted to remove all doubts his brothers may have held in their minds about his forgiveness. The Lord Jesus does the same for you. Today in the church, the Lord Jesus not only forgives our sins, but also demonstrates that forgiveness with clarity and comfort, with ongoing love and affection. Jesus removes all doubt. For our Lord said, "It is finished," and gave up his spirit. Moments later, a soldier's spear pierced his side, and at once there came out blood and water. That blood and water are still flowing here for you. Water that washes you clean in baptism, and blood that passes from the cup in the Lord's Supper to your sin-parched lips as we received the last night here. In that water and blood is the forgiveness of sins. There you have clarity, comfort, confidence, and peace that passes all understanding. So let there be no doubt. It is finished. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.